Hey there, GWA. I wanted to record something a little bit different tonight. I wanted to record. Well, I want to basically recount something that happened to me. And I'm kind of at the place now where I guess I feel comfortable enough to share it, so. A while ago, I had an experience with another guy, and it was the first time that I've really ever done that sort of thing. It was one night I was out at a nightclub, and there was this guy just kind of walked up to me and, well, he groped me, to be honest, which was rather unsettling, and I kind of thoroughly disabused him of the notion that I was in no way looking for any sort of encounter with a man, because I was there with some of my friends, and yeah, I just, like, at that point in my life, I really wasn't open to those sort of experiences. But, I'd had a few drinks, so I kind of just started getting talking to this guy, and we just sat and, like, talked for a good bit of the night, and he was actually quite a cool guy. Just really, really easy to talk to. One of those people who you just kind of, you just laugh with and you don't really seem to run out of a conversation. So, like, we talked and talked, and eventually, we kind of, well, we got over the whole groping incident, and we got to the point where he said at the end of the night, "Look, you're a cool guy," which I was quite flattered at, because back at this point I obviously hadn't done the GWA thing and I really wasn't feeling that confident with myself, so it was nice to hear that. But he said, "Look, you're a nice guy, I feel like we could actually be friends, so do you fancy hanging out sometime, and legitimately just kind of being friends rather than trying to get it on with me." And I was actually like, "Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, sure." So, in the end, I ended up giving him my number just so as we could kind of get in contact again, and arrange to, like, hang out and, do whatever. And we kind of hung out and we talked for a while over the next, I don't know how long it was, but we just became friends, and it was really, really cool. He was a really nice guy, and he had that great personality that he showed on the night that we met in the nightclub. So that was really cool that I kind of randomly met this guy and became friends with him. And then one night we were hanging out at his house. We were, like, there was a few people around, and they'd all gone after, because it was quite late, and so it was just me and him. We're just watching the end of a movie, and he leans over and he kisses me. And it really kind of startled me because I had this, like, flashback to the time in the nightclub whenever, I kind of said, "Look, I'm not into this." And, it was, I don't know, I mean, it was like something had you know, getting to know this guy and seeing how genuine a person he was just really, really nice. And it was really startling because it just kind of, I don't know, I kind of just froze up a bit whenever it happened. And he looked at me and he said, "Are you okay?" And I couldn't even speak at that point. And I just didn't know what to do. I mean, I actually just froze up. Because at that point, like, I had been single for a few years, you know, and it was like I hadn't even really kind of had any physical contact with anybody. You know, like, I hadn't, like, been on many dates, or, like, I hadn't kissed any girls or anything in a while, so I was kind of what I like to describe as touch-starved. You know, you don't have much physical contact with other human beings, and then any sort of, like, intimate physical contact is just melts your brain. So he kissed me the first time, and, like, I just, not shut down, because that's not the right word, but, you know, I just froze, and he said, "Are you okay?" And then I just looked at him, and, like, slowly he moved in again, just watching me, and he kissed me again, and, yeah, so he, then he started to touch me, and, like, I was just, at that point, just really, really, really turned on, and I couldn't explain it, because I'd never done anything with guys. I never thought I would want to or have any desire to, and, like, here was this guy who's my friend, and I just didn't even know what to do, and I felt so out of my comfort zone, but yet I was like, I don't want this to stop. And it was like he could kind of sense that I was not quite 100% ready. But he just kissed me, and then eventually he stopped, and, you know, and then we just kind of, I don't know, we just kind of, like, hugged each other for a while, and I stayed over that night, and, like, we didn't have sex or anything, because I was really just, I don't even, I mean, obviously, like, it goes against the whole, like, sex before marriage thing that, you know, I've said about sometimes before, and, but yeah, like, we got into bed, and we just kind of slept, and that was, you know, that was nice, just kind of being next to someone. So because, like, I'm single and normally sleep in a bed on my own, so it was just kind of, it was so alien to me, but it was yet really just comforting. So the next morning I woke up, and, like, I woke up next to him, and, like, I felt this kind of real nervousness, and then he just kind of, like, calmed me down a bit, and it was really, really nice. And so yeah, so he, you know, just started calming me down, and we ended up touching each other for a while, and we made each other come. And it was like one of these experiences where I almost didn't know what I was doing, because I had no experience of it, but at the same time it was like my body just reacted and told me exactly what I should do. And it was such like an intimate human experience. And so I, you know, over the next while we just kept on talking, and you know, occasionally we played around, you know, and we just kind of used each other for a little bit of human comfort. And you know, I really, really kind of just enjoyed that, and I didn't know where it was going to go, because I'd always seen myself as straight. And so eventually then one day, you know, I find out that he's now, you know, kind of, well, he's playing with someone else. And I guess I really kind of just, I don't know, I mean, I don't even know what I thought about whether, you know, whether we were kind of something exclusive or not. But it was just kind of a bit of a shock. And I never had really kind of talked to him about, you know, whether we were going to be, you know, what, like, I'd never really kind of defined what we were. So, yeah, I just kind of found out, and it kind of stung a bit whenever I found out that this guy who was, you know, somebody who I'd have this great friendship with, you know, it felt really kind of, I mean, betrayal's not the right word, because it's not like I owned him or anything, you know, and I wasn't in a relationship with him, you know, and all this sort of stuff, but, you know, it was just a bit surprising. And I guess, you know, even now I still miss him a bit. But I'll always remember that day that High No Name left me for Circle Jerk Sub. So thanks very much for listening, GWA. Oh, now I feel guilty.